All of the changes Republicans have debated this month react in some way to a high-profile John Doe investigation of Governor Scott Walker's campaign. For the bill Walker signed into law last week, the connection is obvious. It would end John Doe's for political crimes.
The intent, obviously, is to protect public officials from scrutiny by a John Doe proceeding.
Former Milwaukee County District Attorney E. Michael McCann used John Doe's extensively during his four decades as a prosecutor. That included the prosecution of former Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Kawala. In a John Doe, a prosecutor asks a judge for subpoena powers to secure evidence and see whether a crime was committed. From now on, prosecutors will have to use a grand jury, meaning they'll have to convene a pool of 75 to 150 potential jurors, pick 17 of them, and present their case. Big Bend Assembly Republican Dave Craig says it's the same system other states use, and it's more fair.
Why would you not want a grand jury of your peers, an objective body, making sure that everyone's rights are protected?
The trouble, says former DA McCann, is that grand juries are more cumbersome and expensive.
I can only tell you, and I'm drawing on 41 years experience as a prosecutor, it will be much more difficult, much more time consuming to use a grand jury, and that is the intent and purposes of those who are doing this.
Another Republican bill would eliminate the Government Accountability Board, or GAB, which was deeply involved in the John Doe into Walker's campaign. Judge David Deininger chaired the GAB when it voted unanimously to launch the investigation.
We were very aware of the players involved and the power that some of those players wield.
Those players, namely the conservative groups under investigation for coordinating with Walker's campaign, fought back hard. They sued the GAB in court after court, contending the board had overstepped its authority. And last week, Assembly Republicans voted to dismantle the board. Under the Republican plan, the agencies that replaced the board would lose independent funding for investigations and could no longer launch investigations on their own. Deininger, a former Republican lawmaker, thinks it's a product of single-party control.
You get accustomed to people in all state agencies doing what you want, doing things your way. And when decisions were made by an independent group that displeased them and they couldn't coerce or threaten or browbeat the GAB into calling things their way, here is the result.
Even before these proposed changes, public officials received special treatment under Wisconsin law. While the average citizen is tried for crimes where they allegedly occur, public officials are tried for violations of ethics and elections laws in their home counties. Law professor Ben Kempinen, who runs the prosecution project at the University of Wisconsin, says that requirement, coupled with the move to grand juries, will present big challenges to a DA from a small county.
He's got to drive to Madison and interview the witnesses, go to the county board and say, we need another $5,000 to subpoena the witnesses and put these guys up in the Motel 6 for a week.
Kempinen says for that DA, these cases will be much harder to investigate, even to the point that they're almost logistically impossible to do. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.